It's Thursday, April the 22nd, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist, sponsored by TD Ameritrade. Coming up, protests in Russia and India's staggering caseload. First, the world in brief. Police arrested more than 1,400 protesters demonstrating across Russia in support of Alexei Navalny, an opposition leader. Human rights experts at the UN called for Mr. Navalny, who is 3 weeks into a hunger strike and is being imprisoned in harsh conditions, to be treated abroad. With all eyes on Mr. Navalny and the build-up of Russian troops along the Ukrainian border, President Vladimir Putin used his State of the Nation address to warn against Western meddling. India reported 316,000 new cases of COVID-19, the highest tally yet. More than 2,100 deaths were recorded, including 249 in Delhi, where the High Court excoriated the government over shortages of medical oxygen. Leakage at a hospital in Maharashtra caused ventilators to run empty, killing 24 patients. India has administered more than 130 million doses of vaccine, but just 1.3% of the population is fully vaccinated. The Financial Times reported that the European Union and India are in talks to jointly finance infrastructure projects around the world. The idea is to compete with China's Belt and Road Initiative, which funds overseas development by offering better terms on loans. The EU and India plan to unveil the scheme formally at a virtual summit on May 8th. China's ambassador to Pakistan appears to have been the target of an assassination attempt. At least 4 people were killed in a blast at a hotel in Quetta near the Afghan border, where Nong Rong had been staying. He was reportedly not present when the explosion went off. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack, which they said was carried out by a suicide bomber. America's Department of Justice will investigate whether the Minneapolis Police Department has a, quote, pattern and practice of discriminatory behavior. The Attorney General Merrick Garland cited the city's, quote, potentially systemic policing issues. One day earlier, Derek Chauvin, a white former police officer, was found guilty of the murder of George Floyd, a black man, in Minneapolis last May. A plan drafted by Italy's government showed how Mario Draghi, the Prime Minister, hopes to lift the country out of its deep recession. The measures, using €221 billion, $266 billion from the EU's Pandemic Recovery Fund, will focus on greening the economy. Some 40% of funds, meanwhile, will be allocated to the deprived South. The plan has yet to be approved by the Italian Parliament. The European Super League was scrapped after several Italian and Spanish football clubs said they would no longer participate in it. The previous day, all 6 British teams announced their exit. The change of heart followed condemnation by fans, politicians, and other clubs who saw the competition as a money grab by a dozen of Europe's leading teams. The few remaining sides in the putative league will probably follow suit. And editor's note. In the coming months, you may notice as we test some changes to Espresso. We will keep it brief, as ever. Our stories each day will cover a wider range of topics and may be updated more frequently. As we experiment, we welcome feedback from you. Tell us what you like or don't. We hope to serve up the strongest shot of daily news, analysis, and commentary possible. Write to the Espresso editor, Adam Roberts, at editor-espresso@economist.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.